The Secretary of Transportation came to Philly on Monday to talk about the need for more shipbuilding based in the U.S., WHYY's Tom McDonald reports.
Secretary of Transportation Sean Duffy spoke in the shadow of a ship built at the old Navy Yard, saying there's a big disparity between the U.S. and other countries when it comes to shipbuilding production.
In 2022, America produced 5 vessels. China produced 1,800 vessels. We have to build ships again in America.
Philadelphia Shipyard is now owned by Hanwha, a Korean company who bought the facility last year. David Kim is the local CEO who said they can scale up production if the orders are there for more ships.
So we think there's a lot of good we can bring in terms of technology, in terms of processes, expertise.
Senator Dave McCormick added more ships being built could mean more work for the Philadelphia region.
These are incredible, great-paying jobs. If we continue to have the great success we're having here at the Philly Shipyard, we're going to go from 1,500 employees across multiple sites here to many thousands more.
This could require an infusion of federal cash in the form of incentives for domestic shipbuilding. Tom McDonald, WHYY News.
Philadelphia Mayor Sherelle Parker says her administration will publish the true cost of bills and resolutions on her webpage as a way to boost transparency. So-called fiscal notes offer analysis of the true cost of things and the evaluation of whether to approve something in the city.
The fiscal note, it is, it's dollars and cents. It's the economic impact of whatever the policy and or legislative, effort that's being produced. It's what does it cost?
Mayor Parker has promised the analysis will be unbiased and not weaponized against the legislator or legislators proposing the measure. The Community College of Philadelphia's Board of Trustees on Monday promoted one of its own. Alicia Marshall, provost and vice president, will serve as interim president, replacing Donald Generals, whose contract was not renewed. Earlier this month, the board abruptly placed Generals on administrative leave without explanation. He had served as CCP president for 11 years. Philadelphia City Council and the fire department are teaming up for an effort to put smoke detectors in every home in every council district. Fire Commissioner Jeffrey Thompson says the goal is to install as many smoke detectors as possible across the city between now and the end of May.
So far this year, the Philadelphia Fire Department has installed over 3,000 smoke alarms. And with the help of City Council, we plan on installing so many more with the hopes of saving lives, because we know as the professionals that working smoke alarms can save lives.
In Philadelphia, your name can be put on a list of those who would like to have a smoke detector installed at home free of charge. Just call the city's non-emergency number 311 with your request. In sports, the Phillies host the Nationals tonight. They'll start with Zach Wheeler pitching. Mackenzie Gore starts for the Nationals. And there'll be sunshine today, followed by a few afternoon clouds in the city. A high of 82 expected. It's 9:07. It's Morning Edition.